Kathleen Peyton grew up in the London suburbs and always longed to live in the country and have a horse. Although she wrote stories for her own entertainment and had her first book published when she was 15, she always wanted to be a painter, and when she left school went to Kingston Art School, and later, when her family moved, to Manchester Art School. Here she met her husband, Michael, a graphics artist and cartoonist. They worked together all their lives, choosing to live in Essex in order to be near good sailing and to London. They have two daughters. And since she has made some money from publishing her books, Kathleen has always had a horse, or several.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
K.M. Peyton, The Edge of the Cloud. To Veronica. Chapter 1.
We've eloped,
Christina said to Aunt Grace. She had not meant to use the silly word, but it had got stuck in her head, and she was too befuddled with cold to catch it before it slipped out. Aunt Grace, standing in her dressing gown on her Battersea doorstep, was understandably astonished. She had last seen Christina 5 years ago, when the child had been 12, and William when he was a baby. The Rolls-Royce, parked beside the curb, was no less a source of wonder.
"Is that motor car yours?" she said to William.
"I borrowed it," William said apologetically.
"You've driven up from Flambard's in it?"
"Yes."
"You must be mad," Aunt Grace said, "and frozen to death. Come in, you silly children."
It had been just past...